Hey, Leon, can you just talk a little bit about how excited you are to join the Cleveland Browns and what kind of opportunity you think this is for you?
I'm very excited. I mean, words can't explain how excited I am to be a part of the Cleveland Brown organization. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to working my butt off on the field and help the team get wins.
Hey, Leon, can you give us a scouting report on yourself?
As far as just me as a player?
Yeah. What do you do well? What don't you do well?
Oh, okay. I believe my ball skills are very well. My man-to-man coverage. I became a lot more aggressive in the last couple years of playing. My IQ for football, you know, studying my opponent is really big on me. The main thing I would like to work on is my press man and just polishing up some technique and keeping my eye disciplined.
Leon, this was an area of serious need for the Browns. Were you aware of that? Were they on your radar going in? And now that they've taken you, have they given you any indication that you could be a day one starter for them?
No, I didn't really speak to the Cleveland Browns. This was a big surprise to me. I mean, I didn't talk to them much. I mean, probably some basic questionnaires, but other than that, I didn't know their interest in me at all.
Think there's any chance Brian Sipe put in a good word for you?
Probably so. I mean, I just thought about that when I got the phone call. The first guy that came to mind was Brian Sipe. But him being part of the organization.
Leon, how do you compensate for your height against taller receivers?
I really don't look at it as a problem. I mean, I'm a competitor, and I don't think my height has anything to do with me and my competitiveness on playing.
You got switched from wide receiver shortly after you came. Were you unhappy with that at the beginning? How did that, go?
At first, I was kind of bitter about it. I mean, when I went to school, I wanted to play receiver. I wanted to score touchdowns. But when Coach Brady Hoke at the time, he gave me a 3-day tryout at corner. Ever since I went there, I never looked back, and I believe it was the best decision I ever could have made, and I don't regret it at all.
As a corner in this league, you're going to have to deal with some pretty big physical receivers, so how do you feel that you're able to stack up against players that are bigger, maybe stronger, and a little faster?
Just paying attention to my technique and playing my game and being competitive out there. I mean, that's what it comes down to, of how competitive you want to be in between the lines, and that's something I'm looking forward to. I mean, to challenges, different types of challenges.
Hey, Leon, where are you, and what were your expectations for the draft? Did you expect to go around here, or what were you thinking?
I'm in Anaheim, California, at the ESPN Zone, and I had a strong feeling that I was going to be going this day, but I didn't know where I would end up, and like I said, it was a surprise with the Cleveland Browns, but I'm excited. Like I said earlier, I mean, words can't explain.
Leon, can you talk about, growing up in a baseball family, your dad being a baseball player for the Astros, and then also, your choice that you made to play football over baseball?
Growing up, I mean, that's what my dad, that was the first sport I ever played was baseball. I did all sports growing up, but my dad never pushed me into just playing baseball. He wanted me to live the dream I wanted to do, the sport that I love to play, and football was the sport that I love to play. So, I mean, I went with it, and he supported it. Both parents were really big on education, and then sports. So, I mean, that baseball was not pressured on me, as I can say.
Did you who contacted you from the Browns? And excuse me.
Hello?
Did anybody from the Browns go out to talk to you before the draft?
No, nobody. I mean, I talked to one of the West Coast scouts probably at the Senior Bowl, or just did a questionnaire for them at the Senior Bowl, and I talked a little bit at the combine.
Hey, Leon, I know you touched on being from a baseball family. Can you tell us a little bit more about your dad, the influence he had on you?
My dad, he had a big influence on me. My dad always pushed me to my, you know, to my fullest potential. He supported everything that I did. He was hard on me. I mean, to an extent, you know, he wants whatever your father wants you to, you know, play your best and go into the lines and play hard. Always give your all in anything you're doing, in any challenge, and going out there and compete.
You said you were at the ESPN zone, or you have a bunch of people there with you, or is it small? You know, how many people you got?
Yeah, it's a good amount of people, family and close friends. That's all. Nothing too big, nothing fancy. You know, I just wanted to be around my family around this time.
You have a professional athlete in the family. Did your dad give you any advice about the transition from amateur athlete to professional athlete in this process?
Yeah, he spoke to me a little bit about, you know, how to carry yourself as not as a collegiate athlete anymore. Now you're going to be a professional. This is your profession. So you have to carry yourself in a different manner. So he's giving me tips on that and how to carry myself.
Joe Hayden, who's already here in Cleveland, is a similar size to you. How familiar are you with him, and how good do you guys think you could be as a combination?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
Joe Hayden's a similar size to you. How familiar are you with him, and how good can you and him be as corners on this team?
Joe Hayden is a great corner. I mean, I've seen some clips of him back when he was at Florida, and him a couple plays with him in the NFL. I mean, he's a competitor, like you said, around the same size. I mean, I think I can add to that. You know, as a DB, you want to win every battle, and I think that it'll be a good addition.
Yeah, last year you returned two picks for scores. Have you been planning a celebratory dance for the dog pound?
No, I haven't. I haven't thought about any touchdown celebrations at all right now.
What's your belief that you can play right away in the NFL? And what's your belief as to what kind of a career you're going to have?
I believe I'm going to be a competitor in the NFL. I'm going to try to better myself every time I hit the field. My career in the NFL, I'm going to work hard and have a successful one.
I know you gave us a quick scouting report, but out of all those things, what do you think is your greatest strength, and what do you think, you know, appealed to NFL teams throughout this process?
Just my instincts and my ball skills will be the biggest thing.